Welcome back. You're listening to Biz Talk, Believing in Seeing Talk Radio. We'd like to take a moment and thank our engineer, Jeff Bilodeau, our music by Derek Audette, our wonderful interns, Sarah, Andrew, Leah, Deidre, and Chrissy, and our director of marketing, Katie Jansen. I'm Montana Smith.
I'm Aaron Cannata.
And I'm Bob Ryan. You need to put our voice of reason on there.
Oh, and our voice of reason.
Yes. He's leaving
Ken
us today.
Huebner.
We're mad at him.
He's out of town. He'll be going out of town for a week. He'll be back.
He'll be back. We have such a great show due to a lot of people that work really, really hard. Not me, but everybody else.
Yeah, all of us around.
I just have fun. Jimi Hendrix is with us. He is the co-founder and CEO of Lightpost Digital. Jimmy, welcome to Biz Talk.
Welcome, Bob.
Glad you could be here.
Appreciate
it. You have one of those unforgettable names.
Yeah, I thank my mom for that.
Yeah.
People always think I was named after Jimi Hendrix, but my dad was James Hendrix Jr., and Jimmy just kind of stuck.
Yeah. Well, so you're a third?
Second.
Second. Wait.
Yeah, James Hendrix. My dad's the real Jimmy.
Oh, you're okay. So you're the junior.
Junior.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I can think of a lot worse people to have to be associated with.
No, in high school, super right up the popularity scale.
Seriously,
yeah, you're the cool kid.
Not like
works
Michael
like
Bolton,
that, huh?
Yeah.
What?
I'm thinking about Office Space.
I don't Michael know Bolton.
I like Bolton.
Way cooler. Way cooler than Michael Bolton.
Jimi Hendrix is a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad you're here.
Thank you.
Tell us about Lightpost Digital and what you folks do there.
So Lightpost Digital's mission is to provide affordable and transparent marketing to small businesses. We did a lot of research around agencies that provide great service, and most agencies are not available to small businesses. Because
talk about ad agencies or PR agencies.
Yeah, there's
agencies
great digital agencies in San
Diego, okay.
Like Red Door, but they have minimums of $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 a month. And most small businesses have a marketing budget of $1,000 to $3,000 a month. And a lot of the companies that...
And that comes out of the founder's pocket.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's like, it's either I pay my kids to go to school.
Right.
Or I pay my marketing budget.
Right.
And there's a huge shift in local marketing where businesses aren't doing print. They're not doing TV.
Seriously.
And they didn't have someone that could represent them with agency quality service because they've have interns doing it or their cousin doing it. And so we built a model where we could provide high quality service to small businesses at an affordable rate, where our average business pays us around $500 a month to manage things like Google AdWords, their website, Facebook marketing, and do it in a very effective and experienced way.
So that almost sounds too good to be true, because just the three things you named off, like Google AdWords and what else was it you said? The
Facebook
and
websites.
Okay, just any one of those is almost overwhelming to me.
Yep.
I mean, we are doing social media now, but I really have no clue what all the social media is doing for us right now. But I know it's a lot of work.
Yep.
And I know that doing the kinds of things you're talking about for a company for $500 a month seems almost impossible to do. How did you come up with a model that allowed you to do all that for such a reasonable price?
Well, a couple of things. One, we believe social media is really good for companies like ESPN or big brands. But for the local restaurant, they want phone calls. For the local personal injury attorney, they just want someone to call and say, can you help me with my case? So we specifically focus on phone calls and customers generating customers for the business. And one caveat on that, the $500 does not include the marketing budget they pay Google or they pay Facebook. So we'll have a lawyer come to us and say, I want to spend $2,000 on Google AdWords. Our fees are $500 and they pay Google an extra $2,000 separate. But then all we think about is tracking that from 100% ROI. We can tell them how much
ROI means
return on investment.
Okay.
And cost per call. So okay. We can tell a business what we think the cost for a phone call to come in is. And if they say, I close one out of three to become a client, we can tell them the exact cost it'll take, exact cost it will be to get a customer.
Seriously.
Yep. And that's what's great about online.
So you can help a local business use the social media and the online stuff to actually get the phone to ring.
Exactly.
Well, that seems so counterintuitive to what most of the social media is it's all kind of geared towards buying online or some kind of image advertising that you're seeing, some kind of customer loyalty programs, affiliate programs.
Yep.
But actually getting customers to call the local business using things like Facebook and Google?
Well, to clarify on that, social media is content, posting articles. We don't do any social media.
So how do you get the phone to ring then?
So we do Google Ads. So if someone goes
So you're distinguishing Google Ads from social media.
Totally.
That's where I'm confused then.
Well, then we do social ads. Okay. So on Facebook has posting and they have ads.
Okay.
So if someone goes to Google and says, I want to order a pizza online, we'll show one of our clients' ads. They'll click to an order online. Then if they go on Facebook, they may be looking at their friend's feed, but they'll see an ad that says sponsored, and it say, did you just visit our website? Would you like to order a pizza? Here's $5 off. We noticed you didn't order. And we can put that ad in front of the same person that was on that pizza place 5 minutes ago on Facebook. But it's not a post. It's a paid ad to track people to get them to come back to the
client. So does that ad follow that person around?
For a set period.
Is that done with cookies?
Seriously, I love that.
Is that what cookies are when you go on and you clear the cache or whatever it is on your browser? Cookies follow you around. So every time I click like I like a pair of shoes, and then I see that same pair of shoes or that brand on my Facebook, and then I see it on every other social media. So is that what you guys
are
using?
Cookie is a tracking. It's called remarketing. If you Google remarketing, you'll find plenty on YouTube. It's just like when you go to Amazon, you look at a pair of shoes, then you go onto Facebook, you see the same set of Nike shoes, or you go to the local blog and you see a Nike shoes. It's remarketing.
Yeah, Google
to you.
Cruise lines once, because I Googled a cruise line just to see what cruises cost, and now everything I do, it's got a cruise picture in it somewhere, right?
Until you buy, or actually probably after you buy. They'll still show you.
But what you do, though, is you actually know how to use the media, and I said social media incorrectly, but what do you call the media you're using?
Social ads.
So you know how to use social ads to get people to call the local businesses.
Correct. And what we really believe in is only working with the business on the right medium. Like lawyers, we don't put them on Facebook. They're only going on Google. Whereas a restaurant, where someone may be more impulsive at 10 o'clock in the morning when you're getting hungry at work, we'll put a lunch special ad in front of that person on Facebook, but we may not put that same business on Google. So it's really about our philosophy is finding the right source of marketing for each business. Because we found that we offer 6 services, and most businesses only need 2 or 3. A great website that works on mobile devices, and then the right medium to make the phone ring.
If somebody sees an ad on Facebook for a restaurant and then they pop in for lunch, how do you track? How do you possibly know that that person came in because of the ads that you're running?
If they just walk in for lunch, we can't 100% determine how many people come in. But specifically, we try to drive people to what we call a conversion event. So for pizza, it would be an order online button. We work here with Woodstock's Pizza, which a lot of people know, multi-locations, and we drive a lot of people to their order online button. And we know, like, they came to work with us, and we've been able to get them conversions, which means someone orders online, for less than $4. So that means their marketing budget is around 12 to 13%, which is really profitable for them to get someone to order a pizza online.
So $4 is what their cost is, but then they have that customer again and again and again and again if they deliver a decent product.
Yep, and with an average order in the mid-30s.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Do it all day long.
Jimmy Hendricks is with us, co-founder and CEO of Lightpost Digital. You're listening to Biz Talk. I'm Bob Ryan.
I'm Montana Smith.
And I'm Aaron Cannata.
We are Believing is Seeing Radio, and we don't want you to go anywhere. Stay with us. We're going to be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Believing is Seeing Talk Radio. Get a podcast of today's show and our previous shows. Now we're talking. Go to www.espn1700.com. I'm Montana Smith.
I'm Aaron Cannata.
And I'm Bob Ryan. Welcome back to the ESPN 1700 studios, broadcasting from
sunny San Diego.
Well, ESET Studios.
Oh, the ESET Studios. Yeah.
Of course, I said it twice. I got to get better at doing that. You know, we're learning.
We're getting there.
This daily show is like it's getting there.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be perfect next week, I think.
Don't quote us on
No,
it's
okay.
Good to have goals.
Yes. Jimmy Hendricks is with us. He is the co-founder and CEO. Yeah, you can't forget that name, right?
No.
The CEO and co-founder of Lightpost Digital. They're a company that helps local businesses reach customers and actually get a response. I mean, actually something good happens as a result of that. I think a lot of people are very concerned about spending money on stuff they don't understand and then not getting the results.
Yep.
Does that happen often in your industry? Because it seems like there's a lot of people out there that promise things, but then they don't deliver the phone calls that you do.
Yep. So a couple of things. When we developed our model, we don't outsource any marketing. So if someone wants to call our company, they're going to get an account manager within a couple minutes, or if someone's on the phone, they'll respond to them. So each of our clients has someone they can trust. The second thing is we also have local digital directors, which are our salespeople, which we should talk about in a minute, our model. But they go out and meet with the businesses. So we're not a call center. We don't have people right out of school calling the businesses just trying to take their money. We have true experienced digital reps who sit down with businesses and develop a plan for them. And then they're also accountable. Because even though we service clients in Chicago and New York, the rep that worked with them is in that market. So if they have a problem, they can go to them. That establishes a lot of trust. But third, we only work with businesses usually on a pilot program initially. So let's say a garage door company here in San Diego with Garage Door Medics. They're a big company. When we first started working with them, we knew they had a large marketing budget. But we said, let's start with a third of what you can spend. Let's make sure we get the optimization and the conversion targets hit, and so that these calls are profitable for you, then we'll spend more money.
So that sounds so back-asswards from what a lot of people would do when they go in. If they see a budget of 100 grand a year, they're going to go for 120 grand, right? They want to soak up the whole budget, but you at least did that one in stages, so you could check it out and see how it goes.
Almost all of our clients, we actually only work on a 6-month contract, then it's month to month after that. Because our philosophy is if we can get it working in six months, you'll work with us for years. And that allows a lot of flexibility for the business and prevents them from being locked into some 1-year, 2-year, 3-year contract that other companies do.
I want to go back to your sales force in just a second.
Sure.
That you were talking about, because I think that is a fascinating part of your model. But how long, or I don't even know whether you have these statistics, how long does it take like an average client to see some returns on the investment that they make with you?
We tell clients that we're going to start hitting their goals within 2 months, and our internal goal is 1 month, because we need some flexibility there. When we turn Google AdWords on, like we did it for ourselves, we wanted to start getting clients who needed website leads. We turned it on Wednesday. On Monday of this week, we had our first lead. On Tuesday, we had our second lead. It's only been 5 days, because we know what we're doing. And so when we bring on a lawyer who says, I'm a personal injury lawyer and I need people to call about cases, we'll probably get a first phone call in the first 2 weeks. And then they'll get a couple more the next week. And then we keep optimizing the marketing. We figure out the messaging, the way their page works, the way everything. And the second and third month, they're really hitting
their
goals.
How long have you been doing this at Lightpost Digital?
We started in 2015, late 2015.
So you've got a little bit of experience under your belt now. I mean,
yeah.
this is not a baby brand new venture. You're past the napkin business plan stage, right?
Oh, over 300% and over 120 active clients as of today.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
My question about that is this. Have you ever, I'm assuming when you go in and meet with a client, you have some kind of idea in your own head about whether this is going to work for them or not, right?
Yep.
Or maybe there's a product that you particularly like, or one that you thought, I just don't know how this is going to work. My question is, have you ever been surprised either dramatically on the upside or downside, like something you didn't think was going to work and then it just blows the socks off of everybody with the numbers, or something that you were sure was going to work and just didn't come back in the way you thought?
Early on, I'd probably say on the downside, our first product actually was social media in 2016. And we went to a lot of businesses who were like, $300 a month, I'd love for you to run my social media. Constantly getting, hey, it's not working. I can't prove if someone came into my business.
Right.
I'm glad I got a bunch of clicks, but who cares? And that's why we abandoned social media and said, we want to go to what we call block and tackle marketing. If I can't give you a black or white report that tells you if it works, we won't offer it at Lightpost. And so that's why we transitioned to social ads, Facebook ads, Instagram ads, and Google AdWords. Because each one of those, I can track how many people went to your website, what they did, and if they called you.
Can I ask you a stupid question?
Sure.
Could you explain Google AdWords?
Very simple.
Because I see them all over the place, and I know I've read what they are, but just tell me again.
It's very simple. You pay cost per click, meaning and it's a bidding system. So a cost for a pizza place may be $1, and a cost for a personal injury lawyer may be $60. Because of the ability to get a customer.
So what is the customer clicking on? An ad that the personal injury attorney put in?
So when you go to Google,
and
in the first field, you type in, personal injury lawyer.
Right.
The first four things you get are going to be ads. It's going to say AD in green.
Right, right.
Those are all the sponsored content.
Those are paid. Yeah.
And then there's what's called a 3-pack, which are just organic listings, which are maps. The map that
Kind of been oblivious to all this.
Yep. And then underneath that are what's the old SEO, which is organic, meaning your website gets you there.
So there's people like you sitting somewhere behind a desk organizing my entire life and what I'm going to buy and when I'm going to buy it, and I just don't know that yet.
Thousands of agencies doing it. Yeah.
So that must give you some kind of like really amazing power to have this much control over what people do.
Fulfillment more than power, because I love when one of our clients comes to us and says, you changed our business. You know, a guy who's a criminal attorney downtown and he's been getting one lead a month from his buddies. And all of a sudden, for $1,000, we've given him 8 cases in the month, and it makes his practice.
So when this person contacts
wait,
you...
Wait, hang on.
Go ahead.
How did you get criminals to call?
It's actually one of the easiest ones.
So I'm just really curious, what inspiration did you have for criminals to call the criminal attorney?
Well,
didn't you know that nowadays they don't get the one phone call, they get the one Google?
Is that what
it
is?
Yeah, when they get locked up, you get one Google.
The criminal doesn't call. The criminal gets arrested. They call the bail bondsman. The mom calls.
The mom calls. Okay.
To the mom.
That's what you do. So you're going to get your kid out of jail, right?
I like the idea of the one Google search. It's probably more productive than one phone call anyway.
Yep.
Sorry, I interrupted you. I just had to know how you got the criminals to call, though. I mean, if you can do that, you can probably get anybody to call, right?
Exactly.
I was curious, so when somebody contacts you and you're looking to work with them, do they get a dedicated account manager that's their go-to person for anything that they want to run by and talking about, you know, how things are progressing and what's working?
I guess this opens up the discussion about how you run your sales group, correct?
Yep, so there's two parts to that. Right. So our digital director is who is really the consultant that works with the business. They'll sit down with you, let's say it's Bob's Pizza Place, and they'll run an audit on your business. They'll check your website and make sure it works on mobile phones and mobile devices. They'll make sure your SEO is done properly, and then they'll make sure your marketing's set up.
Uh-oh, wait, before you came on the air, did you check our website? Because it doesn't work on mobile.
Oh, gosh.
No, it doesn't. We need help.
I know we do. Jimmy Hendricks is with us, CEO of Lightpost Digital. You want to check them out at lightpostdigital.com, correct? You're listening to Biz Talk. I'm Bob Ryan.
I'm Montana Smith.
And I'm Aaron Cannata.
Don't go anywhere, folks. We're going to be right back for one more amazing segment. Stay with us.
Welcome back. You're listening to Believing is Seeing Talk Radio. Here's one way we're going to entertain you. Tomorrow in studio guest is actor Deo Ade. We look forward to hearing his great stories. I'm Montana Smith.
I'm Aaron Cannata.
I'm Bob Ryan. By the way, that actor Adeo goes by D.
Oh, he's, D. Yeah. Okay, D.
He's been on a lot of shows like NCIS, NCIS Los Angeles, and Alias, and it just goes on and on and on, but his voice is to die for.
He has a radio voice.
Oh, my gosh. Wait until you hear him. He's got one of those voices that everybody's just going to swoon, even the guys. Swoon. Wow. Where did that word come from?
1940s.
Have you heard that word in years? Swoon? No. Who says swoon?
You're so retro, Bob.
I know. Okay, well, I guess maybe we won't swoon, but we'll do something like that.
I might swoon.
You might? Mm-hmm. Cool. Jimmy Hendricks is with us, CEO of Lightpost Digital and co-founder. Jimmy, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
We're just getting ready to get into your Salesforce and how your model works with your salespeople and the relationships you have with customers down the line, so to speak.
Yeah, we were just talking. So when a client comes to us, they work with a digital director, which we'll talk about the model and who we're looking to hire. But then once the director signs them up for a package or a plan, which anywhere from building their website, doing their SEO, to running their Google AdWords, or helping build reviews on sites like Yelp and Google, they'll work with a dedicated account manager. All our account managers are in San Diego, and all our fulfillment's in San Diego. We don't outsource anything, so the guy who's running Google AdWords is sitting next to the SEO guy, like Carlo here, who writes all the copy, and our website team. So they know that they can pick up the phone from 8:30 to 4:30 Pacific and call someone, and someone will talk to them and work with them on a plan.
The model that you have works for what kind and size of businesses? In other words, who's your target market for your services?
Typically 1 to 10 locations, 1 to 10 million, in, or not 1 to 10, but anywhere from $200,000 in revenue to 10 million, established businesses, lawyers, chiropractors, dentists,
a lot of professionals,
retails, anything that's business to consumer, local and typically has a physical address or works locally.
So business to consumer as opposed to business to business.
We rarely do any business to business. We don't.
Just out of curiosity, why did you choose the business to consumer model over business to business model? Or does what you do just work better for business?
It's more because consumers go on Google and Facebook and look for businesses. And businesses typically are sold to through outbound.
Good point.
So it's not... There's not enough volume for us to be effective. It doesn't mean that we won't build a great website for a B2B. Like, we're working with a fleet management company out of Phoenix called Xenotech. We're just doing their website because that's all we can do for them. And that's one of our philosophies, is we only do what the client needs. We won't try to sell them things that we already know won't work.
Because most businesses, if I understand this right, already know what businesses need their product or services, and they reach out.
Yep.
As opposed to consumers. Nobody knows that Sally woke up this morning and decides she needs a new mattress today. And nobody knows that but Sally, let's say, right? So she goes online and she Googles it, where most businesses don't just wake up and realize they need a mattress.
Yep. Or it's a long-term sales cycle, and that's, we can't track the conversion of the ROI to that. So we want stuff that we know that we can win.
So when somebody hires you, you guys do an audit, you said, and you'll take a look at their website, and it sounds like you've got designers who will help with that. Is that an additional charge if you do determine, hey, your website can be a lot better and we can work with you, but that's not part of this fixed cost, meaning running the ads on Google and Facebook?
We believe in standard pricing. Like, all of our websites, unless they need a writer or have it a lot of pages, are $3,500. We'll build them a website. We work off templates out of the box. They can pay up front. They can break it up over 12 months. Like, we really believe, we know that that's the amount of very affordable and profitable for the business, and a fair price. And then they own it. There's a lot of companies that will, $200 a month, they'll build you a website, but the client doesn't own their website.
Yeah, the service company owns it, right?
They handcuff them.
Wow. Are you also thinking, if you're trying to drive people to that website, if it's not good, your numbers aren't going to look as good either,
exactly,
right? Because they're not going to, somebody might look at it and say, that doesn't look good at all, I'm not going to buy from this company.
That's when we build them a website. We go to them and say, here's what we recommend. And if marketing won't work, we'll build them a website. If their website's great, we just do marketing.
Lightpost Digital is in studio with us. Their CEO and co-founder, Jimmy Hendricks, and that is his real name, right?
Yep.
I like that name. It's easy to remember, yep, right? Just out of curiosity, I don't want to get too...
The digital director model?
Just real quick, one word on the name Lightpost, real quick. And we're running out of time, but I just want to get that in there real quick.
Oh, Lightpost Digital, we really wanted something that's local, and we wanted to light up a path so someone could have a digital marketing plan for
great
small businesses.
And now let's go back to the digital
directors.
Directors,
so the
yes
unique thing about us is we have directors who are in market. We're not a call center. We're actually more like a franchise, but it's a licensee model. We look for experienced people who've been in digital sales, either working in an agency or working in a local media company, that want to go independent. They love selling, they love working with clients, but they don't want to fulfill. So at Lightpost Digital, we hire people that can run their own agency underneath the Lightpost Digital brand in any market in the U.S. We have people in New York, we have people in Chicago, we have three in San Diego, we're expanding into Irvine. But if anyone has been in digital marketing and it realizes the pain of running operations and sales and loves the sales side, we're a good fit. Well, we pay them 50% of setup fees and 25% of commission infinity as long as they're active with us, and they can really make good income and build their own business and not have to worry about showing up to work or taking a vacation.
Are you finding the digital marketers using your strategy, meaning placing ads online, and that's how they're finding you and learning about your company?
We're just using Craigslist, Facebook, the same type of tools we recommend for our clients, and we get people every day who say, I love this model, I can't believe it, I've tried to build my own agency, it's such a pain, I love to go work with clients, develop marketing plans, and if I could pass them off to you and you fulfill, you would be a dream come true.
So this is, you're in San Diego right now.
Correct.
Are you scaling this outside of the San Diego area?
We have three directors in San Diego, but one in New York and one in Chicago already. We have two we're hiring in Irvine that are starting in August and September. And we have one in Phoenix who's just getting ramped up because we're venture-backed by a company called Canal Partners, a VC fund out of Phoenix.
Canal, yeah.
So Canal backed us, and we have one director there, and we'll build up Phoenix next after we get Southern California. But we plan on having at least 30 directors in 2018 and probably 100 by 2019.
Jimmy, you're a pretty young guy. I mean, people can hear your voice and tell that you're a pretty young guy. Is
sure
this your first, business that you've launched, or have you done others?
It's our fourth.
This is your fourth.
We had a t-shirt company out of my apartment in North Park, which failed. it's called Collar Free. So,
wait. You're at the point now where you can speak about your failures as bragging rights.
Yep.
Yeah. Not earlier on, but now you can, right?
Yep.
So a t-shirt company that
T-shirt company yep. where people would vote on t-shirts, submit them online, and then we'd rank them. And then we went to a software company called Artistic Hub, which we worked with Sports Illustrated Kids, where people would vote on t-shirt designs and we'd print them. That did okay, but still not much. And then our big first hit was Deal Current Network. We powered 900 daily deal sites in the U.S., about $50 million in daily deals, and we were white label platforms. So Fox 5 in San Diego, NBC, they all had daily deal programs. We were the back end for that.
And daily deals would be things that the different organizations had for sale that day, right?
Just like Groupon, except it was sold by Fox or NBC or the Union Tribune. Uh-huh. And
the way you say we makes it sound like it's the same partner through all of these, right?
Yep.
How did the two of you guys,
Pat and I met selling Cutco knives in college.
You sold Cutco?
When we were 20. So.
Love Cutco.
Our Voice of Reason's daughter, I think, was doing that pretty well.
Cutco.
I don't know if she's still.
Did she through school?
We've been business partners. We've known each other since 20, been doing this for 10 years. And we developed Lightpost because we realized deals weren't good for businesses. They weren't a long-term solution. But what we do now, we believe, is you have a great website and people call your business. That's how you build a company and that's how you build your own personal brand. And that's what our mission is, to help businesses do that in an affordable way.
Lightpostdigital.com is the website. We want people to go there, correct?
Yep, correct.
Lightpostdigital.com is the website. Jimi Hendricks is the co-founder and CEO of Lightpost. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
It's been a great show. Thanks to our earlier guest, Caleb Desaling.
Desaling. I'm sorry, it's Desaling. Yes.
Regional rep for Lord Abbott. Check them out at lordabbott.com. You've been listening to Biz Talk, Believing and Seeing Talk Radio. I'm Bob Ryan.
I'm Montana Smith.
And I'm Aaron Cannata.
Wishing you folks a great and prosperous day. Bye-bye.